two topics always of interest to any farmer, weeds and weather, will be addressed June 28th at Western Illinois University's Agricultural Field Lab. Public Radio's Jim Lenz reports.
The event is an agronomy field day. It begins at noon. One of the speakers will be Dr. Mark Bertrands. He says this year's early warm weather gave farmers a chance to get into their fields early, but it also offered opportunities for some of their nemeses.
This year, all of the winter annual weeds, so those are weeds that come up in the fall and grow rapidly in the spring, matured probably earlier than they typically do. The other challenge that I've seen is that we had several periods where it was quite dry, and many times we put down pre-emergence herbicides that keep the weeds from coming up, and many of those failed. Put some pressure on the herbicides we apply later on to take care of what was missed the first time.
So do you think farmers in general might have had to spend a little bit extra on chemicals this year because of that?
I don't know that it's necessarily been extra. I think it's just what they put down first didn't always work as well as it sometimes does.
Now, how did the early warm weather we had, I'm sure some farmers took advantage and perhaps planted earlier than they normally would. First of all, was that widespread? Did a lot of farmers decide it's nice, we're going to plant earlier than we perhaps normally would?
Yep. It was very widespread. Given the conditions in terms of moisture, it was probably a wise decision this year to plant very early.
How would yields normally progress? I mean, when you plant early, does that usually mean you're going to have either a better crop or in terms of either quality, or does it mean perhaps a higher yield as a rule?
The studies that have been conducted in Illinois show that usually we get optimum corn yields when they're planted between about April 10th and the 16th. So you run a risk of a little lower yield if you plant before that window, and your yields tended to decrease some if you plant after that window. With soybeans, it's usually the end of April. So again, planting before that last week in April, you sometimes lose a little yield, or waiting until after that, you begin to lose yield.
Are there some advantages, though, maybe if by planting earlier, farmers might be able to get into the fields earlier, weather allowing, of course?
I think that was what happened this year. We've had three rather wet years where people couldn't get into the fields, and when it was good to go, they went, and that was a wise decision.
What kind of effect will this have at this particular point now that we're having some dry conditions?
I took a drive this last weekend in some areas of McDonough County, and a lot of the corn is tasseling or will be tasseling in the next few days. And typically, at the time of tasseling, we'd like temperatures to be cool and relatively humid, and that favors the maximum amount of pollination. So the fact that the forecast is for very hot, dry conditions, that may put some stress on the plant's ability to form an ear and have all of those kernels pollinate.
What do, say, soybeans need at this point? Now, the corn, it doesn't look like it's too bad a picture for corn, but soybeans, of course, mature later than the corn, as I understand it. So what do soybeans need at this point?
Soybeans right now need good sunlight and adequate moisture. So most of the plants we expect would see are starting to flower now, or will be flowering pretty full in the next couple weeks. Soybeans are different from corn. Corn, there's that critical window right around pollination. With soybeans, there's a period of about a month to a month and a half when the plants have flowers on them. As long as we've got a period of good weather in that window, we can anticipate pretty good yields. So this next week will be hot. Hopefully after that we'll see a change in the weather pattern and it will cool off and we'll get some rain. Most everything is 2 to 3 weeks ahead of where we would anticipate.
How important is this continuing research to continue to update information, because in part factors like the weather are just so variable?
I think it's extremely critical. If you look back over the history of crop production, it used to be, I guess the phrase was knee-high by the 4th of July. Now, if you're not tasseling by the 4th of July, you're probably not doing something right. And it's a result of continued research by Western Illinois and many other universities throughout the Midwest and companies that support agriculture, and then farmers experimenting on their own farms and trying things and recognizing things that work.
Dr. Mark Bertrands is with Western Illinois University's Agriculture Department. He says Western is researching the resistance many weeds have developed to certain herbicides. He says farmers might have to give up no-till and low-till strategies in the short term until that research yields some solutions. Details on tomorrow's Agronomy Field Day are available on the events page at tristatesradio.com. I'm Jim Lenz.